This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives meeting adjourned until today afternoon after speaker-initiated meeting between ruling and opposition parties failed to reach an agreement. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel confident on implementing the next year's budget to expand economic activities, job creation and completion of infrastructure projects on time. World Environment Day being observed across the world today. And President Trump bans travel to US from 12 countries citing security concerns. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting, which was disrupted over the visit visa issue, could not be held yesterday as well. The meeting has been postponed to 1 p.m. today by issuing a notice. Speaker Devaraj Khemire held discussions with the head and the chief whips of the ruling and opposition parties at the Federal Parliament building in New Baneshwar yesterday to end the impasse in the House of Representatives. According to Speaker Khemire's secretariat, the meeting ended without reaching a conclusion. A notice issued by the General Secretary of the Parliament Secretariat, Padma Prasad Pandey, states that the meeting could not be held at the scheduled time due to special reasons, so the time has been changed to 1 p.m. today. After the meeting called for 3:15 p.m., could not be held, a new notice was posted and the meeting time has been fixed for 1 p.m. today. The opposition parties have insisted that Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak should resign to pave the way for an investigation into the visit visa case and that a parliamentary or judicial inquiry committee should be formed to investigate irregularities, corruption and human trafficking in the visit visa case. Meanwhile, the ruling parties have been saying that there is no need to resign as there has been no complaint against Home Minister Lekhak, who is being investigated by the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, regarding the visit visa case. A general discussion has begun in the National Assembly on the annual estimate of revenue and expenditure for the fiscal year 2082-83. In yesterday's meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel presented a proposal to initiate a general discussion on the annual estimate of revenue and expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year, stating that the budget is cost-effective and implementable. In the meeting, Finance Minister Paudel said the implementation of the budget will expand economic activities, increase private sector investment, create employment opportunities, complete infrastructure projects on time and achieve an economic growth of 6% by the end of the fiscal year. Similarly, in the meeting, the ruling party lawmakers pointed out the reasons for intensive monitoring of national asset purification and their weaknesses and said that a realistic budget has been presented to maintain economic governance. Meanwhile, the opposition lawmakers said that the budget has not been presented in a way that implements social justice, good governance and prosperity, which has caused disappointment among the people due to failure to come up with the budget as expected. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held today at 1:15 p.m. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has pleased that the newly introduced budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 would ensure proper utilization of the available resources and to foster infrastructure development. In a discussion organized by the Society of Infrastructure Journalists, SIJ Nepal, on the infrastructure sector in budget and its implementation, Finance Minister Paudel reiterated that the budget has been devised to prevent the misuse of the resources in construction of infrastructures. The finance minister said the budget was allocated in a realistic approach, taking into consideration the needs of the nation and available resources. According to him, several reforms measures have been introduced and implemented to address the long-standing problems and challenges in the infrastructure sector. He believed that these measures would yield result-oriented outcomes. The World Environment Day is being marked across the world, including Nepal, amid various programs today. The theme of this year's World Environment Day is Beat Plastic Pollution. World Environment Day is observed on the 5th of June every year to create awareness among people about the importance of nature. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel and Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav have expressed best wishes to all on the occasion. Expressing sincere thanks to all governmental and non-governmental agencies, development partners and all stakeholders involved in the environmental protection and promotion, the President has appealed all to adopt a nature-friendly lifestyle controlling over the unregulated and unscientific use of plastic polymers. Similarly, the Vice President has urged all to play a role in protecting the environment to maintain a long-term balance between nature and biodiversity. The government has endorsed the provisions relating to the budget for the upcoming fiscal year and various acts. Making public the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on May 29th and June 2nd yesterday, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung said the meeting had decided on the presentation of the annual estimate of the revenue and expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year in the Federal Parliament. Similarly, the meeting decided on the presentation of the bill on allocating some amount of the amount from the Federal Reserve Fund and managing expenses, the bill on the rights to raise the national debt, and the bill designed to implement the government's economic proposal in the Federal Parliament. The Supreme Court has issued an interlocutory order in the name of transport entrepreneurs not to close public transport services and launch a strike in the sector. A single bench of Justice Nityananda Pandya on yesterday issued such order not to close public transport services and launch a strike which directly affected the citizens. The Supreme Court has called both sides for discussion on the issue of whether or not to continue the interlocutory order. Advocate Bimal Pokhrel had filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court saying public transport entrepreneurs violated the constitutional rights of citizens by shutting down public transport service and essential service. The non-resident ambassador of Jordan to Nepal, Yusuf Abdelghani, called on Speaker Devraj Khemiri yesterday. According to the information shared by the Speaker's Secretariat, during the meeting held at Speaker's office in Singhadarbar, matters related to economic and labour relations and parliamentary exchange between the two countries were discussed. Nepal and Jordan established diplomatic relations on the 20th of August 1965. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a proclamation banning the nationals of 12 countries from entering the United States, saying the move was needed to protect against foreign terrorists and other security threats. The countries affected are Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The entry of people from 7 other countries, Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan and Venezuela, will be partially restricted. The proclamation is effective on the 9th of June 2025 at 12 a.m. local time. Now a sports news update. Nepal has won a match against Netherlands in the ongoing ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. Nepal won the game by 5 wickets with 17 balls remaining. Winning the toss, Netherlands chose to bat first in Fort Hill Cricket Ground in Dundee of Scotland. Netherlands were packed up in 49.1 overs and scored 225 runs. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the parts of country today. Like to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province and at a few places of Madhes and Bagmati province, including hilly region of rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting adjourned until today afternoon after speaker-initiated meeting between ruling and opposition parties failed to reach an agreement. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel confident on implementing the next year's budget to expand economic activities, job creation and completion of infrastructure projects on time. World Environment Day being observed across the world today. And President Trump bans travel to US from 12 countries citing security concerns. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.